Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
All right, welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio. Matt Jones out and about. Take a couple days off. Kind of good, you know, after football season to, you know, rest your soul a little bit. Because we're going to head straight into basketball season here. So, Ryan Lemon, Drew Franklin, Shannon the Dude here, as always, joined today by Freddie Maggard, the original number 18, pride of Cumberland High School. So, Freddie, thanks for coming in for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We spent the whole commercial break, Shannon, the whole commercial break about Bardstown's female kicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, the name we gave was Bardstown's female kicker from last year. They have another female kicker this year, and her name is Tate Blinko. Is that right?
Thank you for everyone that corrected us on Twitter.
Yes.
We did a quick Google search on the fly. Who knew Bardstown was the female athlete capital of the world?
Both these girls are soccer players that they've made into kickers. So Tate Blinko is the kicker this year. And, Fred, did you say she already had a game-winning field goal?
Yeah, it looked like I just looked it up, too, a 20-yarder or something that kind of led to a victory. So that's a good thing.
Well, we're efforting trying to get Tate Blinko on the show by the end of the day. Yeah, she's in school.
Skip school. I mean,
this is more important.
Lunch is coming up, right?
More important. State championship.
Yeah, Shannon's right. The lunch hour's coming up. So we got a couple people trying to get. If you know how to get in touch with her, call her or text her and tell her we want to get her on the show today to talk to her. Since we kind of got her here, people in Bardstown are not happy with us right now.
Our best showing. No. We need to get down there and hit up all our favorite spots. Matt can hit up the candle store, get to that economy, and show our support for Bardstown.
Because,
I mean, one of our, and not just saying this because we dug a hole, that's one of our favorite places in Kentucky.
Amen.
And we've really disappointed them.
Yes, we have.
This week.
Done several shows there. Boone's Butcher Shop.
What's the old tavern? Talbot Tavern?
Yeah,
been there many times. Did a date night there. Drove all the way there. Great time in Bardstown. We just got to brush up on our athletics.
So I apologize, Bardstown, but we're trying to make up for it, especially if we can get Tate Blinko on the show today. Freddie, that's a little note for you.
Yeah.
We're doing your show prep for you.
Yeah.
We got a lot of other things to get to. We kind of stopped when we were talking about the OC search. That's what I wanted to get to in this segment. A lot of people are asking in, is there whoever the new offensive coordinator is, are they going to go handpick their next quarterback, or will Sharon and Logan, Deuce Logan, be
Hogan.
Will they be considered? Will they leave? Do you guys have any thoughts about that?
I mean, I want the best for both of those guys, but you can't just roll up with them. I mean, you got to seek the portal. I assume whoever they'll hire, that will be part of the conversations. Like, hey, you got anyone in mind? What are you doing? They might even bring some of their own coaches. But at this point, when we just don't even know who Stoops is really having the big talks with about who it could be, I can't speculate who the QB would be, but I would think that whatever coordinator, their quarterback that they could have with them could be a big reason for the hire.
I kind of agree with
Transfer
you.
Transfer portal has many arms, and one of it is who can you bring with you as far as a new offensive coordinator. Now, the running back coach position, Kentucky's got to get some recruiting chops there. I mean, when he came to Kentucky, that was a good hire, but really didn't produce in the recruiting. Running back room, you could argue, other than Chris Rodriguez, took a step backward. So that transaction, him leaving, I understand that. But
The offensive coordinator, yes, you have to have some quarterbacks that you can bring with you, because this is 2022. I mean, quarterbacks are born to transfer,
yeah,
and we're seeing that all over the country. Yeah. So it's just we as fans have to get used to this is modern day football. Quarterbacks transfer, you're going to have a new one, then you can develop, and then they transfer. So it's just a consistent flow of ingoing and outgoing personnel.
Now, I'm going to read you this text message I got also.
Okay.
I'll leave it unnamed. You can probably figure out maybe who it's from. But yeah. And we mentioned that Coach Woody, the wide receivers coach, is going to be probably going to be the offensive coordinator for the bowl game. And then we talked about Vince Merrill when he did the bowl game against NC State, and he ran the ball left side like 21
times.
And won the game.
Yeah.
Here's a text. You figured out. Maybe I ran the ball a lot because Terry Wilson was playing bad, and I had A.J. Rose and C-Rod. Thank you, A.J. MVP, LOL. So maybe, you know, we shouldn't be mocking this person because maybe this person knew what he was doing all along.
I love it. I thought it was great for career development for Vince, and I enjoyed just the thought of him calling plays because that's fun for him.
The players loved it.
Players love it, love him, and Lord knows he's put so much work into recruiting and developing those tight ends. I really appreciated and liked Vince as the coordinator, and I would love to see him coordinate the bowl game this year.
And, I mean, they were very run-heavy, but also that big blue wall was doing whatever they wanted in that game. I heard it's scuttlebutt, not scoop, that to the point they were almost giggling with themselves lining up about what they were going to do to that defensive line.
I mean, Drake Jackson told us that. He came on the show and said they were giggling because every call was to the left.
Yeah, I mean, I would have run it every time, too, the way that wall was manhandling them, and
that was not the
Belk Bowl. What was that bowl? Whatever the bowl was. Played NC State.
NC State's all conference, now he's an NFL nose tackle, did not play in that game. So no matter who was calling that game was going to run the ball directly.
Yeah, so that person knew what he was doing all along.
100%.
So we'll never doubt him again.
Yeah.
Freddie politicked for a Yeti to get him through the next 2 days, and we had somebody already here at KS Bar, Brett from
Nationwide Marketing Group.
Nationwide Marketing Group. Brett, we're talking about you. Went out to his car and got a brand new Yeti for Freddie to use at the state finals.
Yes, nationwidegroup.org, and Brett was kind enough to do that for us, and I appreciate that. Now I got something to carry my coffee in.
I have one just like that, too. Mine's not as cool because it doesn't say Nationwide Marketing Group, but you know, black, it's got a good look, holds a lot of coffee,
and
you'll be ready to go.
It's got stuff inside of it.
So you know it's new.
A lot of times if people give me these, if I don't have to see stuff inside, then I, you know.
I think it was in the box when he gave it to you.
Yeah, yeah. So appreciate that, Brett.
Shannon, what did you say? Did you say something important?
We got a celebrity on the hotline right now.
Yes.
Tate Blinko.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the kicker for the Bargetown 3A team that's going to win the state title, Tate Blinko, got her out of school so she could come on the show with us today. Tate, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you've become a star today on KSR. I just want you to know. I know you've been in class, but we're making you a star today, Tate.
Yep.
How did you do this season as a kicker?
It was really fun. It was a great season. We're undefeated right now, and so I'm excited for Saturday.
Tate, I'm learning about you on the internet right now. It looks like you play a lot of sports and have played in a lot of big events already, but have you done anything as big as Kroger Field in a championship game? And are you nervous, excited, confident? Just how are you feeling to be on that big stage here in a few days?
I'm excited. You know, for track, I've gotten to run at UK's track, so I've had a little bit of experience, but nothing in like that big of an atmosphere. But it should be exciting.
Tate, I've got daughters myself, and I can't tell you how much I respect and admire what you're doing as far as playing football for Bardstown, a state championship team, and look forward to watching you. I'm calling your games. I'm calling your game this weekend. I look forward to that. What class did you get out of to come do this interview is what I would like to know.
They just called me out of English class.
Oh,
this is more
you can take those again. Trust me.
Is the question who is listening to KSR in English class that actually heard?
Yeah,
we got to find out who that person is.
Well, I have a Bardstown source that called the school. It's my dentist, Dr. Diana Cook, KLCH.
Oh, okay.
She spells it funny.
Uh-huh.
She called the school, and they got Bardstown's credit. They got her out of class. Come talk to us. Yeah.
Now, Tate, do you kick off also or just field goal specialist?
No, I just do field goal and extra points.
Okay.
Now, I always considered kickers like pitchers in baseball. You're superstitious. You've got your own little routine. Do you have anything like that that you go through?
Usually I always, like, do the same warm-up and everything like that, and I always, like, take my normal steps and everything. So a little bit, yeah.
What's, not just in games, practice too, or whenever you're training, what's the longest field goal you've made so far?
I've made a 41-yard field goal.
Whoa. Ooh, what are you doing for college? We could use you over here in Lexington.
Tate, how different is it kicking a soccer ball and a football as far as the mechanics of it?
So for me, I kind of kick the football like similar to how I kick a soccer ball, just because soccer is like my number one sport and I didn't really want to change my technique or anything, but obviously it's worked for me pretty well. So I just usually kick it about the same.
And what number do you wear? So folks can look out for you when you play.
I'm number 30.
Number 30. When guys are warming up and stuff, they've got their earbuds in, they got their own playlist. Do you have earbuds, and what's on your playlist?
For football, I usually don't, like, I listen to some music, but it's usually just like chill. I don't get too pumped up or anything like that.
Well, what's on your playlist then?
A lot of country music. I like to listen to that before games and stuff. So, yeah, country.
A little Darius Rucker, maybe?
Amen. You're probably a lot of Darius Rucker.
Yep.
Well, you said you play soccer. Have you been keeping up with the World Cup before we let you go? Do you have any predictions if the U.S. is going to move any farther from Saturday when they play the Netherlands?
I hope they can. I think they'll do good. Not always the best team wins the World Cup, so I definitely think we have a chance.
Well, listen, we can't think.
I got one more.
Oh, you got another one?
Going.
Yeah. Go, Freddie.
Yeah, how's practice gone this week? I know with this weekend, everything's on the line. You got to say championship game to play in. Has practice been different, or how's practice gone this week for your team?
Practice has definitely been a lot more, like, intense this week, just everyone knowing, like, the state championship is coming up. So I think everybody's just in, like, the serious, like, mindset and, like, ready to go. But it's been a great week of practice. You know, we have practice today, and then tomorrow we're actually getting out of class early to practice at the same time as that we play on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So tomorrow should be an exciting day. We're going to get to do like a walkthrough of the high school, middle school, and elementary schools, just to, like, have everybody like celebrate our amazing season. So, yeah.
I tell you, Tate, I played in a couple of these. This weekend will be a memory that you'll never forget, and wish you the absolute best luck. And I just want you to know how proud I am of you for everything that you're doing, all that you represent, and just a fantastic student athlete at Bardstown High School. Congratulations. We're pulling for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Yes, Tate Blinko, thank you very much. And you're now all of our favorite.
Yeah.
You're our favorite player, well, outside of my son, who's a reserve wide receiver. But besides him, you're my favorite player now in the state tournament.
Thank you.
All right, Tate. All right,
good luck.
Tate Blinko, number 30.
Number 30.
Bardstown kicker. If they tried out for an extra point or a field goal, man, the whole stadium needs to get behind that girl. That was awesome.
Now she's got to go learn some English. Part of being a student athlete.
Yeah.
You can do your media obligations, get right back to the books, and then you got championships to win.
How about that? That was cool.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
I'm glad she was able to do that.
I am too. So that is, what time do they play? When is the
Noon, Saturday.
Noon. First game on
first
Saturday.
Game.
Okay. All right. We'll take our break, come back. It's going to be hard to top what we just did right there. Come on out to KS Bar and Grill. We're open now for lunch. We've got the World Cup on. Morocco leading Canada 2-1. We're open, and we're going to open early Saturday morning at 9:30 for the United States-Netherlands match at 10 o'clock. KS Bar will open at 9:30. We want everybody to come at 10 o'clock for the watch party, watch United States hopefully win again.
Before we go, I'm about to retweet a video of her scoring a soccer goal. It's an old video. It's unbelievable.
Really?
She scores from 44 yards out. So go. I'll retweet it so everyone can see it, but check that out.
I saw it. Yeah.
My goodness. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
Big Tate Blinko fans now.
Check out Drew's Twitter and see that soccer goal she just scored. So, all right, we'll go wrap it up right now, and we'll be back after this break.
talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Are we back?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back.
Did you think Motley Crue had a commercial or something they were playing?
I'll tell you, if you said you're up or something, I didn't hear it.
Well,
I
just... We got to get to your headset fixed today. Something's off there.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio. Ryan, Freddie, Drew, and Shannon. And my headphone's a little low, I guess, today, so we'll trudge on. But Shannon, Drew has breaking news.
Oh, hang on. Here we go.
All right.
Wani-na-na!
The University of Kentucky has another wide receiver heading to the portal. Rahsaan Lewis, one of my favorites, son of Ray Lewis, looks like he will explore other options.
Another one I kind of knew was coming. So that's four receivers now out of that receiver room that was so deep and so talented going into last season. Four guys now leaving.
Yeah, I think, again, this is to college football 2022.
It is.
This is going to happen every year.
Every year. Yep. So a lot of turnover to get used to, but probably I think none of us are probably surprised that these guys are leaving. Christopher Lewis, Harris, Ray Lewis's son, Rashad, and Chauncey Magwood, the four receivers.
I mean, we're very excited about Dane and Barron, but you can't just have two wide receivers. Can't let that room get too thin and let everyone run away. But, he didn't play a whole lot. I hated that we ran a fade to him in the last game. Get him the ball. I don't know if the fade from the red zone was what we wanted. But he was so fun to talk to. Yeah. Great personality. I think well-liked around the team. I wish him good luck.
You brought up a good point, Drew. Something we need to talk about. Pre-game show, I was done. I don't know if you could tell or not with that Kentucky offense.
Yeah.
I was done with them.
And you were trying to be nice.
That's fine. Louisville, I mean, you know, I was like, okay, what are they going to do? It took three turnovers from the defense and a 4-for-4 game from Ruffalo to score 26 points.
26 points.
I was done with it. And I hate to be negative and I hate to be mean, but I was done.
Yeah.
And when I get done, I'm out. I'm done. And that was me before the Louisville game because, you know, and I hate, you know, that's tough because I've been in that building. You know, when people lose jobs or get jobs, I mean, you know, that's families, that's moving, and these coaches have great pride, and I hate to see that, but it had to happen, man.
All the stats are awful, but the one Corey Price sent us yesterday where it's the first time they haven't scored 36 points in a game since 1996 when Couch is running the option. When you have a first-round quarterback, you're all maybe best running back ever and all that talent, and you have that stat that you couldn't score 36 in a game. And
well, yeah, and it continued against Louisville. 2-for-5 touchdowns in the red zone, 27% on third down, and the fade to Lewis. You know,
I hated the fade to Lewis. And I want Lewis to have the ball, but that was – it's one of the shortest guys in the receiver room. Why are we running a fade to him?
And thankfully, Levison Brown saved that one play with a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because that was the same play as a two-point failure, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why a change had to be made.
It did.
You know,
It did.
It just did. So, and I think – well, I still think we're going to find out the new guy soon because the transfer portal is just burning a hole right now.
You know, and another reason I think that you're seeing some outgoing transfers from the receiver room is UK really, really likes Anthony Brown from Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
Who's playing in the state championship against St. Edwards this weekend. They really think he's going to be a special player, and he is that slot player. Dekel Crowdis is still on the team.
Still on the team right now. Right? Yep.
And Anthony Brown, I think you're going to be just fine, and Brown could be that explosive player that could trend towards a Wandale or a Lynn type of explosive playmaking ability.
And I think Tavion's going to come back. I think he'll come back with the right hire as offensive coordinator.
And you got to keep Brown because he's got the John Legend connection. And as a John Legend fan, I really want him to be a part of Big Blue Nation, come to some games, maybe sing a little bit with Marlena before a game. Who knows?
You know what I mean? How good was she again Saturday?
Man, they did not warn me. I usually get a warning before Marlena comes out, and they brought out Chris Oates, which everybody's fighting back tears at that moment, and then right on top of that, here comes Marlena.
Yep,
yeah,
killed it.
And with that being said, I like to wish Coach Mo Douglas in Springfield best of luck this weekend against St. Edwards. Got runner-up last year in the state championship, beat Moeller to make it to the state championship game with Anthony Brown. I made the trip to Springfield where Brown's commitment ceremony.
That's right, you did.
I'm undefeated with my ring. You can't remember I showed y'all at Dane's with when I wear my ring. Uh-huh. and I go to a ceremony.
You're undefeated.
I'm undefeated, baby.
All right, Shane, let's try to squeeze in a call before we got to take another break. Who we got?
Just mentioning great singers. How about Kentucky Joe, another great singer on the phone right
Kentucky
now?
Oh, Kentucky Joe, a legend.
Oh, no.
Right, yeah.
Wow. I think you're on two cans.
That's a great call, Joe. Thanks. We appreciate it. What do you got for us, Joe?
Well, I tell you, it's good to hear Freddie and Drew talk about football. I mean, my gosh, a young lady, that Kate Blanco, a young lady kicking the football.
Tate Blanco.
Yeah, Italian, right? It's a nice name. is there any other state of Kentucky high school players that, I mean, Kentucky's interested in? You mentioned Brown, some of these other players. Freddie and Drew.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
I've got a player to watch. It's not a recruit per se, but in the portal on the offensive line. Tanner Bowles from Glasgow.
Yeah,
we didn't get the first time around. Entered the portal yesterday, the day before, this week.
And, from Alabama.
From Bama.
Went from Glasgow to Alabama.
Yeah, wouldn't mind taking a lineman from Alabama. I think we could find a place for him. So
yes,
that's certainly a name to watch. Get maybe an in-state guy joining the fold from the portal.
Well, if we're talking about underclassmen, if you haven't committed, Douglas has a cornerback named Jeremiah Lowe that Vince loves. And he's got offers from Michigan. He's got big-time offers. He's a guy, in-state kid, an underclassman that's not committed yet.
Yeah, and you got Ty Bryant from Frederick Douglass.
Who's already committed.
Tommy Zeesmer from Bull County committed to Kentucky. There's going to be all kinds of really good players. Again, I'm looking forward to this 4A. We've not talked about 4A, I think.
We're going to get to that next segment.
I think this may have a chance, 4A Corbin versus Bull County, to break a 4A attendance record at Kroger
Field.
Yeah,
for sure. Cool. All right, Shannon, who you got something for us when we get out and take our break?
Sure I do. You know, if you're maybe trying to find an offensive coordinator, you got some players jumping in the transfer portal, leaving, it can be very stressful, and that's why I would say, hey, Coach Stoops, you need some cornbread hemp. They're Kentucky's number one CBD company with over 5,000 five-star reviews, co-founded by Jim Higdon, who is the author of Cornbread Mafia. And Cornbread Hemp is proud to represent Kentucky's 250-year hemp tradition. Exclusively for KSR listeners, right now you can enter the code KSR at checkout for 30% off your first order. Just in time for the holiday shopping season. And don't worry, the podcast will be returning soon. Follow at Cornbread Hemp on Twitter for more information. Cornbreadhemp.com.
My last order came in, Drew. I gave it to Freddie.
I slept like a baby last night. Yep. I'm going to take my cornbread hemp at 8 p.m. tonight and try to get a good night's sleep. Rest. Yes.
There you go.
Because I'm notoriously a bad sleeper. I mean, I never sleep. I took cornbread hemp. I was out like a light.
All right. We'll take our break, come back, do the 4A state championship preview in just a minute.
Big one.
I sit where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
All right, not Matt Jones. He's out and about touring the country, taking a couple days off since football just been the regular season put to bed. But you know, it's holiday season, so you're probably getting tired of shopping. The good news, at TrustedChoice.com, they will do the insurance shopping for you. When the independent insurance agent shops for you, you win. Your agent will shop all the options for you to find the best coverage at the lowest price. Request a quote today at TrustedChoice.com. Buy insurance the smart way and let your local Trusted Choice independent agent do the work for you. We got engrossed, is that the right word, with World Cup play, Morocco and Canada. It looked like Canada had just taken tied it 2-2, but they took the goal off the board. Man, it looked on an instant replay, it was good.
Yeah, where I'm sitting, I don't have a good view, but it looked like it was good, but I guess they're not going to count it. That would have been a thrilling goal here in the 75th minute.
I can't believe this.
We still have to get your picks.
We do have to get our picks.
We do need to do that. I'm watching this video that Drew just retweeted of this kick by Tate Blanco.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It is. Go to Drew's Twitter, and look, there it is. And they called it a no goal.
Oh, unbelievable.
Drew tweeted out Tate Blanco's game winner in the regional tournament. Regional championship game-winning goal.
Wow, we should make her call, by the way, the Don Franklin Auto Call of the Day.
Shannon, why didn't we think of that? That's why you're the best.
I just did.
You're the best. Don Franklin Call of the Day was Tate Blanco, who got out of English class to join us.
Huge fan.
After we forgot her name, the wrong kicker in the first hour, we wanted to make amends and bring her in. So, yeah. Tate Blanco's call, the Don Franklin Call of the Day. Good people at Don Franklin. We like them. Now, speaking of the World Cup, Did you see the story of the American that got, what do you call it, detained?
Mm-hmm. Pulled out of the arena?
Yeah, did you see the story?
I did.
He got in through the front gate and was wearing a rainbow sweatband.
Seems like, very innocent to me.
Over his elbow.
Mm-hmm. He had other sweatbands on, too.
Had some red, white, and blues.
Yep.
Had the rainbow one over his elbow. So he got through the front gate, and then it's the Qatar Police Department, I guess who it was. He was sitting there, I guess, having a beer. They got him and saw it and detained him for a short time. He said they were very aggressive. They twisted his arm. Come to find out, the dude's from Louisville.
Big Cats fan.
Big UK fan.
Huh.
His name is Brian Davis.
Uh-huh.
From Louisville is the American that got detained at the World Cup for wearing a rainbow wristband.
This was an international story. This was huge. I mean, obviously, he traveled a long way to be there and gets thrown out before the game starts for just wearing a wristband. It was a huge deal. Probably could have been a lot worse when you hear of some of the things going on
That
country. And then we find out he's in Big Blue Nation, Cats fan, just over there supporting America.
It was good that there was a media guy right there that was able to record it.
Yeah, they tried to tell him to stop filming.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm media. I can be here. I'm media. I can be here. But that kind of made the police walk away,
mm-hmm.
the fact that the media was kind of zeroing in on what was happening to Brian Davis. So, yeah, check out that story, and, you know, we're all Brian Davis fans.
Huge
now,
Brian Davis fan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just, you know, it's a different world over there. And, like, there was a guy that stormed the field and was like, I didn't streak, but, you know, he's running around. I would not be messing around over there. I mean, the wristband seems very innocent.
Very innocent.
Yes.
But people acting up right now over the World Cup, I'd be very careful.
Be careful.
But Brian Davis, big fans of him.
Yeah.
He did nothing wrong, and I'm glad it ended up not being a bigger incident than it could have been.
All right. Class 4A.
Ooh, big one. Huge.
The Justin Haddix Bowl.
Yeah.
Corbin's former coach, Justin Haddix, leaves Corbin, takes the Boyle County job. Couple Corbin players followed him to Boyle County. And let's just say there's not a lot of love loss between Corbin and Boyle County right now. And guess who's playing for the 4A title? Corbin and Boyle County.
This game has a chance to break attendance records at Kroger Field for a high school football game.
Is it true the lower bowl is sold out?
I don't know about the lower bowl. I know that the club seats sold out on Sunday. So
that's
crazy.
If there's any indication. Corbin, let's talk about them. 14-0. Tom Greer is the head coach. Last time Corbin won a state championship game, 1982, Tom Greer and that team won, so 40 years apart. The Red Hounds are undefeated, 3 state championships. They beat Franklin County 49-35 to get there. Their offense is averaging 42 points a game, allowing 12. They didn't allow a point, Drew, in 8 state straight games.
Whoa.
That defense is legitimate. I love the quarterback, Cade Elam, 2,300 yards passing, 30 touchdowns. He is a sophomore committed to Louisville. To play baseball. So he's a multi-sport guy. Cam Combs, running back, runs hard, was a former quarterback. Carter Stewart, 50 catches, over 1,000 yards. But there's a player I talked about earlier I really like. Eli Petroski is a freshman and tight end. He's already 6'3", 6'4", over 200 pounds. I think he could have a coming out party, per se, against Boyle County. Like you said, Justin Haddix, Boyle County, the former coach.
Yeah.
12-2. Losses too. Anybody know?
I know.
Lexington Catholic and
Frederick Douglass.
I saw that game.
I watched them play that game.
10 state championships they won in 20 and 21. They beat Louisville Central 35-21 to get here. Their scoring margin is one of the lowest of the win totals, only 24 points a game. So, Boyle County's played in some closer games.
Uh-huh.
Something to be aware of. Avery Bodner is a do-it-all athlete. Sage Dawson, the quarterback. Montavon Quisenberry. Almost 1,800 total yards. He's a sophomore. Kentucky's offered him.
He's tough.
22 touchdowns.
He's good.
Tommy Ziesmer.
Came from Garrett County.
The defensive lineman.
Boyle County.
78 tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 9 quarterback sacks this season. That's getting it done. So this game, this is the most intrigue.
Is Friday night?
This game will be Friday at 8 p.m.
Yeah, Friday night late game, yes.
And Drew, I can tell you right now, all of Corbin will be there.
Oh, no doubt.
All of Boyle County will be
there.
No
doubt.
And there will be some impartial fans there that are going to – they're in for a treat.
Drew, what's it say? What are the
– Oh, calpreps.com?
The numbers say, yeah.
And, you know, I've disagreed with them a lot so far. On this one, it looks like they're predicting a score of Corbin 34, Boyle County 26. and they're giving Corbin a 72% chance to win.
So who you picking?
I'm going to take Boyle County with the plus eight there. I don't know if they'll win, but it's going to be a close game. They'll cover. Easily covering.
Yeah. Corbin's got a great kicker going to EKU, and then Wells is an all-purpose athlete. Corbin is more athletic than I've seen them in the past, and they're long, very tall players. So going to be a great game. Can't wait for that.
Shannon, I already have in my Friday night schedule carved off. I'm not able to go, but I will be watching it from home, listening to Freddie Maggard on the – this is definitely one of the games I'll catch of Freddie's broadcasting.
Yeah. Shannon, who you taking?
Based on Freddie's assessment, I'm going Corbin.
Like I said, I saw Boyle County play, and Frederick Douglass, you know, didn't have a whole lot of trouble beating them. Corbin, their JV team, only lost one game. Their freshman team, I believe, was undefeated. Their eighth grade team went to the Final Four of the state. Corbin football's got it going right now. I'm going Red Hounds also.
Well, it sounds like a good one the way you talk about it. The fact that you could get, you know, the attendance they're going to have at Kroger Field for a high school game, I'm excited just to see what that looks like.
It's going to be an exciting game. I can't wait. 5A. Frederick Douglass.
We'll go ahead and do it. Let's do it. 5A.
Frederick Douglass versus Bowling Green, Saturday at 8 p.m.
Must watch TV two nights in a row.
Yes. You open it up. You tell us about Douglass, Ryan.
Frederick Douglass has probably the best defense in the state by far. They only gave up one, I believe, first quarter touchdown all regular season. Now, Woodford County got one on them two games ago, and I think Owensboro got that safety in the first quarter. The defense is just amazing. They got Harkless kid who's already committed to Auburn. The other defensive end is Jalen Hand, who's committed to Western Kentucky. Their secondary is a college secondary. With Jeremiah Lowe's got offers from everybody. Terrion Hicks has got a lot of good offers. And Ty Bryant's a safety, already committed to Kentucky. The other safety is Isaiah Kinney. That's a college secondary out there. It is tough to move the ball against that defense.
Drew, they're beating opponents by an average of 40 points per game. So that's number one in 5A. Frederick Douglass, 14-0. Nathan McPeak is the head coach. Beat Owensboro 14-12 to get to the state championship.
14-2.
Yeah, we were there for that one.
My only concern with Douglass, because I've seen them multiple times this year, is they're not scoring a lot of points late in going towards the championship game. That's a concern there for Frederick Douglass. But the talent is there. That defense is legitimate. And they're going to take on a good Bowling Green team, 12-2, seven state championships, last one 2020. Who was Bowling Green's best player that year, Ron Lemon?
2020?
Dingle. Yeah.
Jordan Dingle.
Jordan Dingle, that's right. Mark Spader's the head coach. Beat Southwestern a lot worse than I thought.
I thought Southwestern may even win that game.
47-20 in last week to get there. Scoring margin, 19 points per game. So Bowling Green's been in a lot of close ones here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a number for all these games that I'm looking out for here. Deuce Bailey, the quarterback, 3,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Javen Huddleston, 1,200 rush yards, 16 TDs. Easton Barlow, 48 catches, 840 yards. Bowling Green, I think, was ranked around 5th in 5A. Made the state
championship.
Made a good run.
Yep.
Bowling Green is the hotter team going into this weekend. So Douglass, we'll see, has beaten teams by average of 40 points per game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good
running clock by halftime, I think 8 of the 10 regular season games.
And that's what
running clock.
That's what I'm looking at this game. How many close games has Douglass played in?
Just the last couple.
Two.
Yeah.
Bowling Green's only is winning games by less than 20 points, so they've been give and take. That's something to look out for.
What do the numbers say, Drew?
Well, first of all, I'll add to the Freddie, you mentioned offensive concerns. That game was 7-2 until a couple minutes left last week. We sat through that. So Douglass will certainly have to move the ball better and get points on the board. But, you know, I'm a homer. If you cut this wrist open, it'll bleed Madisonville maroon. But I have embraced the Broncos of Frederick Douglass over there in 09.
Your new team.
Big fan. I'm going to have a little tailgate out there.
Yeah.
Might even have. Can we have fires in the Kroger Field parking lot? If they're in a fire pit? We'll worry about that later. Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited, fired up. We're finally going to get it done. Last year I was there to support Dane Key and little Josiah Lemon and all those guys, and they couldn't quite finish the job. This year Douglass is doing it. Let's see what Cal Prep says.
Yeah,
I don't care what they say, but it looks like they're calling for a, 28-17 Douglass victory. They give Douglass a 75% chance of winning.
I got beef with Douglass from last year.
Because?
Those jerseys they wore.
They're hard to see the number.
Oh, I'm colorblind. I need all the help
Dude,
I can
they
get.
Had those jerseys on last Saturday, and Drew and I were sitting there like, is that, what number, who is that?
Imagine being colorblind looking at that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and having to call the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a spotter like Tom, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing up there.
Shannon, who you taking?
I'll take Frederick Douglass.
Now, you were going to go with Bowling Green the other day and tried just to make me mad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go Bowling Green. That's right. Yeah.
Well, guess who I'm taking in the 6A game then when we get to it?
Are we painting our faces, Ryan?
I'll do it if you do it.
I feel like we need to because it's cold. We're going to be bundled up. Yeah. We won't be able to show that school spirit. So,
well, this is their third time they've made the state finals in the last 4 years, but they've not won one. Cubcath beat them 3 years ago.
And Michael Mayer.
Michael Mayer, yeah, dominated that game.
That guy's not fair.
Dominated that game. And then South Warren beat them last year. So.
Weren't you wearing like a Dane's Uncle shirt at this game last year?
I was, yes. Yeah. I wore it last Friday right before the Louisville game.
Yeah. I'm excited to see you and Mary Jo and all the Douglass fans
Mary Jo's son plays, yeah, Sam Mitchell. So it'll be I'm excited. And, my son doesn't play. He's reserve.
Not with that attitude.
Well, he'll get his chance next year.
Okay.
But I'm happy for that group of kids just to experience this, if nothing else, just to experience playing for a state championship. All right, we got one more segment to go. We got the 6A to preview.
Saved it for Shannon.
Saved it for Shannon.
That's right.
It's the Bullet East Chargers and Mail. What is their nickname?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, that's right. We'll be right back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Love this song, Montgomery Gentry.
Yes.
God rest in peace, Troy.
Got two quick facts for you.
Okay.
I'll go first and then...
Wait a minute. I got to do something with Shannon first or I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Shannon.
You're going to forget. Yes, sir.
Shannon bet me I was going to forget. And sure enough, I forgot.
You get
That's
sidetracked.
That's why I did that. I was looking out for Shannon.
Okay, let's start all over.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, me too.
My Town, Troy Gentry, Montgomery, Eddie Montgomery. So tell me, Shannon, who is this segment sponsored by?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ryan. Thank you so much. You know, there's an ongoing and critical need for plasma donations, and that's why we want you to consider donating at CSL Plasma today. New donors can get $100 on their first donation and up to $825 for the first month. Plasma is used to make life-saving medicines for people with rare and serious diseases, as well as in the hospital setting. They have two locations in Lexington, one off Purcells Road and one off of Winchester Road. CSL Plasma also has a center in Louisville and two in Cincinnati. And most centers are open 7 days a week with no appointment necessary. CSLplasma.com is where you need to go for all the details to find a location near you. That is CSLplasma.com. Back to you, Ryan.
I got two quick things.
Good job. All right,
Freddie. One, before name, image, and likeness, the plasma where you could go was full of football players donating plasma because we only got $20 a weekend to eat. That's it. That's all we got.
Wow.
So here we go do plasma.
Well,
me too. It's got me through college.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights when Kentucky would play basketball, there'd be like seven or eight of us would go sit in the plasma chairs and just sit there and get plasma watching UK on the TVs.
Second thing is, Kroger KSR game of the week. We always get critiqued of where we go and we don't go.
Right.
8 of the 12 teams playing for the state championship, we've been there.
Nice. That's
Look
good.
At you calling
that's
your
that's
shot.
Good scheduling. Good
if,
scheduling.
If you're an AD and you get that call on Monday that we would like to come to your game,
good luck to
there's
you.
There's a better than 50% chance you're going to go to the state championship.
I also have a Don Franklin or a Kentucky branded tweet of the day.
Yes.
Kentucky have we hit that yet?
No.
You want me to check that box?
Yes. You want to check it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Corey Price, again, the man with all the stats.
Stat man.
We were talking about the crowd for Boyle County and Corbin, so he dug up the largest crowd at state championship game. There were 11,234 fans for the 2017 final between Boyle County and Corbin.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's without everything going on. That place is going to be packed.
So you think we're looking at a new record?
Get your tickets. Go to KHSAA.org and get your tickets now.
So that's when Haddix was the head coach at Corbin.
Yes.
And they played each other. And who won the game?
Boyle County won.
Yeah. Boyle County won.
So let's talk about 6A.
All right. Going to 6A with Shannon the Dudes, Bullet
PM
East
Saturday.
Chargers.
4 p.m. Saturday. Let's talk about Mel first. 10-4 on the season. Of the four losses that Louisville Mel has this season, one was a team from Indiana. The other three were St. X, who Mel beat in the playoffs. Ballard, who Mel beat in the playoffs. And one more that Mel beat in the playoffs. So they have every team that's beaten them, they've beaten them.
Got revenge in the playoffs.
On them. Yeah.
Yep.
10-4, Coach Wolf is the head coach there. They beat Ballard to get to the championship. 8 state championships, alas, in 2018. Quarterback Lucas Cobbler is 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Running back Daniel Sweeney, seems like he's been there forever. 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. Louisville Mail not the number one or two team for the majority of the season coming in, and the Bulldogs
and lucky,
are
lucky to be there.
Yeah, we all saw the video from Daniel Hager and from Stephen Peek of how Mail beat Ballard. If you've not, go look at the KSR YouTube page.
He had a great angle of that. It's
he perfect. Did.
He did. He had a very, very good angle.
And to be honest, Bullet East is lucky to be in the state final.
Oh, stop it. Oh, lucky. What do you mean
Let's
lucky?
Let's talk about Bullet East.
Bryan Station had him beat Shannon.
Shannon's Bullet East Chargers, 13-1 on the season. Keegan Kendrick is the head coach. Beat Bryan Station. Shannon, they didn't squeak by Bryan Station. They beat them 55-41.
Yeah, 55-41, yeah. Ryan.
Yeah. But it was like 34-34. And then Bryan Station went ahead, and then Bullet East tied
them. Just playing with
them,
man. Just messing around with them.
Then they gave up a meaningless touchdown at the end.
Just giving
them a score margin. Bullet East has been in close games, closer than other game teams in this championship series. Winning margin is 23 points a game.
Hey, all we need is one.
Travis Egan, the quarterback, almost 3,600 yards total yards, 48 touchdowns. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Third-generation star right there, too.
Yeah, Mason.
Oh, that's cool.
Gaither, 1,500 rush yards, 16 touchdowns. Cameron Bogan, 72 catches, nearly 1,000 yards, 15 touchdowns. Let's go to the defense. Ryan Steele, 76 tackles, 7 tackles for loss. Isaiah Hare, 67 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. Bullet East and Mail, the 6A state championship is on Saturday at 4 p.m.
All right, Drew.
We're looking at, Shannon, cover your ears. Mail 31, Bullet East 24 from our friends at Cal Preston.
I lost all credibility right there. Yeah.
Shannon, we're going to let you pick first in this one.
Chargers by 90. That's it. I'll be watching and listening to Freddie because I won't be there, but I'll be watching the stream. Still need that login, Freddie.
Okay. I enjoy the back and forth with Shannon, but I will not participate. I'm going to side with Shannon and support him and his Bullet East Chargers. They pull off the upset.
I probably would pick Bullet East, but since Shannon picked Bowling Green, I am absolutely picking Mail.
Really?
Mail Bulldogs. Yeah. I watched the end of that Bryan Station Bullet East game. Dude, Bullet East has some monsters on their line. I mean, they got some big dudes on that line.
Yeah, it's all that Mountain Dew.
It's all that Mountain Dew and Cheetos.
All jacked up.
Okay, we're about out of time here, so we got to tell you, we're going to be open again Saturday morning at 9:30.
I will be here to greet everyone.
Very good. The United States plays the Netherlands at 10, so we're going to open at 9:30. Now, also,
gotta win.
Friday night at Frederick Douglass High School in a boys basketball game, Fred Douglass is hosting Letcher County Central. It is a book drive for the Letcher County school system. They got devastated by the floods, lost like all their books and all the schools. So if you want to come to the game, bring a new or lightly used book, and all the books are going to be donated to the Letcher County school system. So, we kind of you move past it, but those people down there, they can't move past it, man. They're still struggling down there to kind of rebuild and get back on their feet. So Frederick Douglass is doing this Friday night at Frederick Douglass High School. Just bring a book or a lightly used book to help them out.
I didn't know about that. I'll walk some books over there.
Yeah, very cool.
We sponsor a kid in Eastern Kentucky for Christmas every year, and this year they're like, we got to have it this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's always been needed, but this year we're desperate. Freddie? So that whole area is still recovering, obviously.
Yes.
Good luck to you this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not talking again until I get to Kroger Field tomorrow. This is my last words for the next 24 hours.
Six Rest games up. In 2 days.
Yes.
Which one are you the most excited about?
Well, I mean, it'd easily be
Corbin Boyle.
Corbin Boyle.
Okay, put that one aside. What's your next one you're most excited about?
Pikeville Raceland.
Yes, I think it's Pikeville Raceland.
Yeah, I mean, that's two physical teams. That's going to be fun.
Drew?
I'm not just saying this because he's here. I love listening to Freddie broadcast games. I listened when he was doing some of the game of the weeks in the regular season. I'll be fired up and dialed in for the Friday night game. Then Saturday, I'll be bundled up with you tailgating for our Broncos.
Well, the play-by-play guys are Dave Baker, Gary Ball, and one other guy that does.
Steve Bertram.
Steve Bertram, yes, thank you.
And if you're listening to this and you're looking for somewhere to eat this weekend while you're in town, come to KS Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
We're going to have the games on. In addition to the World Cup games, we will have the state finals games on here as well.
And the heat. Yeah. That's important after looking at this forecast.
Thanks, Freddie. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, our special guest is Matthew Mitchell.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
He's going to come in. Wow. He's got a Christmas show coming up we're going to talk to you about. So, Matthew Mitchell, co-hosting tomorrow on KSR. For Shannon, for Drew, for Freddie, I'm Ryan. Goodbye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.